Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump told reporters Tuesday he is not reconsidering his attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz. Today, the House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied.
ABC News has obtained records of Venmo payments Gaetz allegedly made to two women who provided the records to the committee. The documents show between 2017 and 2019, then-Congressman Gaetz allegedly made 27 payments to the women, totaling more than $10,000.
That's ABC's Perry Russom, and sources tell ABC the women told the committee that some of those payments were for sex. Trump made two more cabinet choices, Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to lead the Department of Commerce and World Wrestling Entertainment co-founder Linda McMahon to lead the Department of Education. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has been shut down amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News. Defense lawyers are set to start making their case today in the trial of the man accused of raping and killing Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. The suspect, Jose Ibarra, is an undocumented immigrant. ABC's Janice McDonald has more.
The defense is trying to undermine the way the DNA was analyzed. There is a new form of analysis that they're using that really kind of gets deep into the strands of DNA. And it comes up with the statistics of just how improbable it would be that anyone other than Jose could have been the person who committed these murders.
Riley was killed while jogging earlier this year. A major storm plowing into the Pacific Northwest, a bomb cyclone. It's knocked out power to well over 600,000 customers in Washington state. At least one person's been killed. And significant rain expected to fall in the Northeast beginning tonight for the first time in weeks. Firefighters hoping it'll help knock down wildfires. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase, on multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Chair. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you are joining us from across the state. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, a beautiful city deck landing here at WGBW on this gorgeous Tuesday night. And I mean that. It is a beautiful night. We're in the studio here. The Doctors in Recital are here. Representatives of the Doctors in Recital are here talking about this great event coming up and filling our studio with song tonight. It's just beautiful. And coming up at 7:35 is Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, who covers news for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She's launching a new show called Community Stories, and she will be along shortly to tell us about it. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with two of my favorite guests. And I can say this because you know what? I don't think Chris ever liked me, Paul, so I don't miss her at all.
That is not true. Chris loves
if
you.
If I got attitude,
Chris loves you.
She is definitely sad that she is not here.
It's a shame she couldn't be here. That's too bad. No. But
now
seriously.
We'll have to come back. We'll have to come back.
You'll have to come back. And you can come back before the. This is still 2 months out,
we so
people can get
and
tickets.
We can come back and sing Christmas songs for you. Would you like
please,
that?
Please, yes. I would love
songs,
that.
Kwanzaa songs? I don't know any Kwanzaa
winter
songs.
Repertoire.
Kwanzaa, whatever.
Winter songs.
Anything holiday-related, winter-related would be fantastic. I love when guys are here. It's so much fun. And the Doctors in Recital show takes place January 25th, 2025, after the holidays on a Saturday night. You got to check it out. Tickets start at $25.
Yeah, and they are going to go fast for the – it's our first year with reserved seating. So our regulars are probably already – you know, getting all those really fun like box seats on the side at the Widener. Those are really cool.
The one where you use the little opera glasses
and you look really, really important. And I'm pretty sure that my family will like line up the front row because that's what they usually do.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Does that throw you like when you're on stage and you see your family there, do you get like, okay. What about Paul?
Not anymore.
No. Not anymore?
Not anymore. Was a day.
Do you make the kids go or do they want to go?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Can I plead the fifth on that one? Well, no, the kids have been on stage with us already. So
yeah,
your
that's
kids
true.
Both your kids sing.
When my kids were really little, they were annoyed. They would never ever want to come. And then one year they came and they thought they were like the coolest people ever because their mom was on stage. Like they thought I was actually just kidding. I think, and like that I wasn't actually doing something. I don't know. I don't know if I just. Didn't seem authentic that I actually was going to do it.
It's funny that they didn't really believe you.
I think when my kids they'd been to the Widener before, so they knew it was a big place.
Okay.
So they just couldn't believe that I would actually get to be up there.
Yeah. That's so great. It's such a great facility too. I've seen a couple concerts there over the
years.
It's
awesome. And being on the Widener and you look out and it's just the most beautiful space. It feels like it feels like you've transported somewhere else magical. Yeah, so
it is. It's a great facility.
Super fun. And the staff there are so wonderful.
Fantastic. I mean, Green Bay, backwards for us.
The Green Bay community is so privileged to have those folks at that theater. It's awesome.
Do they serve booze?
Well,
they do out in the lobby, right?
May or may not occasionally be some things in the green room, depending on how nervous you are.
Oh, okay.
If you need to relax.
Can you have a flask? That's old school.
That's old school.
All right. So you were talking a little bit.
It is a family friendly event. I should emphasize that.
Yes.
You can bring your kids. It's definitely safe.
There'll be juice boxes on hand.
Yeah. There you go. Yes. Juice boxes for me. I have a hard enough time doing this sober.
You sounded pretty good before, and I know you're drunk right now, so I don't really believe it.
Wow.
He giggles a lot more and sometimes falls off the chair.
Yeah.
He gets
fallen off the chair yet, so I think I'm good.
That's a big chair, Paul. If you fall out of that, I'll know we're not doing our
job
here.
They're nice chairs.
Okay.
The chair.
What's this G stand for?
It stands for, Conrad, tell him what the G stands for. For God's sake, I can't do another Packers.
Yeah, Pete cannot say the Green Bay Packers after Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You're from Chicago.
I am. And until the Bears finally defeat the Packers, I'm not going to hold my breath.
It's been a lot of years.
It's been a long time.
Oh, I know. I feel bad. I feel bad that guy got his kick blocked, you know? It's so sad. I did actually feel bad for him.
Do you guys know any sad music?
Well, this song isn't really sad, actually. It's kind of about...
I was kidding.
It's kind of about...
Play whatever
like,
you want.
It's kind of about just be your own self and just let it rip.
I love it. Is it something we might know? Or
If you know pop music, it's a pop tune. It's Pink. The artist Pink. Okay. All I know so far.
I love it. All right. This is Kim Shefchik and Paul Piatt from representing the Doctors in Recital. You can check them out in late January. They're performing here live tonight in studio.
Woohoo!
Just for Nightlight listeners and me and Conrad. Take it away, guys.
Yes.
Haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. Felt alone, still feel afraid. Stumbled through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. Little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth, you throw your head and you spit in the wind, let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell, they can't tell you, change who you are. That's all I know so far. When the storm's out, you run in the rain, put your sword down, dive right into the pain, stay in. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. You might give yourself away. Yeah, and pay full price for each mistake. When the candy coating hides the razor blade, you can cut yourself loose and use that rage. I wish someone would have told me that this darkness comes and goes. People may pretend, but baby girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly, but I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your head back and you spit in the wind. Let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light. That's all I know so far. When the storm's out, you run in the rain, put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Say unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far.
That's all I know.
be with you till the world blows up. Yeah, yes, up and down and through till the world blows up. Yeah, yeah, when it's right or it's all messed up, till the world blows up, till the world blows up, and we will be enough, and until the world blows up, throw your head back and spit in the wind, let the walls crack, cause it lets the light in, let them drag you through hell, they can't tell you, change who you with you till the world blows up.
Very nice. That's worth a fist bump. That's great. That's a Pink song?
That's a Pink song.
Wow. I need to.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have people on the show and I'm like, God, I got to get with it, you know, with more pop music and like.
Okay. So next time we should do some, what do you like? What do you actually like to listen to if it's not Pink?
Well, I mean, I like classic, like I love Springsteen. I love John Prine. I like a lot of folk, a lot of old country, a lot of classic rock. But having said that, like I'll drive home at night and I'll listen to like WIXX and I'll hear a song and I'm like, that's a great song. Like, yeah. Who is this? You know, sometimes I like a Katy Perry or even a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
I just don't know it as much. And Pink included, I would say in that. Mm-hmm. So is that something you would sing at Doctors and Recital?
We did that song last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was actually really fun because Chris is a music teacher, and she had several of her middle school students in a backup choir behind us singing. When Paul was echoing, that's fun. All I know so far, they were singing with me, and it was
pretty awesome. Cool.
It was so cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
So we have to do a quick break. Can you guys stick around for a few more minutes? We have a very short break. You don't have to sing if you don't want to. It's a short segment. We can just talk more about Doctors and Recital. I have a ton of questions I didn't get to. So I would love to keep you guys just for a few more minutes. Conrad, you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
What do you need? A milkshake?
A milkshake? No, I got what I need. I got a Diet Coke.
All right. I think... You know, there's a show called Larry Sanders Show, and when Artie had a cocktail, it always meant, like, that things were smooth. And Larry, as the host, would go, okay, Artie's having a cocktail. When Conrad is a milkshake, that's when I relax. We should start that.
I don't even like milkshakes.
I was going to say, he just talks about it like it's already a thing.
How about a banana split?
I like banana splits. There we go.
He's over there mowing a banana split. And I was like, okay, everything is good. All right. The Doctors and Recital are going to be back. They're hanging out for a few more minutes. And we've got Melissa Kay coming up at 7:35 to hear about her new show. Lots going on here. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite healthy snack? Let us know that. And I will read your text on the radio and be happy to do so. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put all of the vibes you made.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Conrad, I gotta work out.
Every time.
Can I just get a quick set in on the bench? This is my workout song. I have to.
Really?
I can't. My workout flies by when I hear the Jacksons. Can you feel it? So I'm just telling you guys that.
Okay. All right.
I'm in a workout kind of mood. So, all right. We've got the doctors in recital for a few more minutes here, guys. They're in the studio. Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat. Chris is home ill. She'll be back, hopefully, when you guys come back to sing some Christmas tunes.
Yes.
Do you guys like to go to live music? Do you do that often? Where do you go when you just want to hear some acoustic and somebody singing? Where do you go around here?
Well, I love Copper State. They often have.
Oh, yeah. Right across the river, right?
Yep, yeah. They often have, like, I think tonight, actually, they have blues. Like, and then they'll have, I don't know who these people are necessarily always, but there seem to be, like, walk-ons that'll join their little combo. That's super fun. What about you, Paul? Paul's more of a music maker.
When we go big. We go to like big concerts.
Okay.
You know, like Billy Joel, Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
Big kind of stuff. Actually, a friend of ours, shout out Danny Lewick, brought me out to on a Friday night to hear Conscious Pilot, a local band, and
I love
fantastic.
That name.
Fantastic.
Really?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's so cool.
Danny Lewick is in Big Mouth and the Power Tool.
There it is. There
and
it is.
He's a super talented drummer.
Oh, that's so great. Mm-hmm. And have you guys thought about adding more shows? Like the doctors, you guys do one show a year, right?
Okay, so we actually have talked about having two shows on that weekend. Especially, again, when we almost had a sellout, we were like, maybe we should add another show and then it will kind of fix that crowded problem. But, I mean, these are people whose day jobs are very, very high stress.
Yeah.
Fairly type A personalities. So now you ask them to do something twice and they want it to be super duper good both times. And it's a lot to ask for people volunteering their time and talent, not to mention, the volunteers that we have to help support us. So we've talked about it. I think it would be hard, but not impossible. And we sometimes do like Dr. Ringwalski, who's in our show, actually, he has retired from medicine and now is a gospel musician.
Oh.
So he does a lot in the areas and around the country. And many of our performers do play in other kind of smaller Midsummer's Music. They do like these classical, like, what did they call these back in the day where you'd have something in someone's house and they would host like a little, classical quartet. There's like a name for that. Anyway, there's people in our group that do that.
A soiree?
Well, that's not the gala? Word. No, not a gala. It's smaller. There's
when I was a kid,
it.
That's
I'm
what...
struggling with words.
My grandma
after
would...
noodling. You ruined me after noodling.
Noodling is supposed to make your brain stronger, though, Cam. That's like, I think you just work too many hours. I love that you're wearing your lanyard from work.
Okay.
It just adds a charm to the whole doctors in recital because you really...
It's authentic. I am real. I'm a PA. I don't just pretend to be one.
You should have been using that as a shaker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, come and on. I do like my charms.
Look at that. That's a lot of flair.
Mm-hmm. I like my flair.
There's a lot of flair.
So what is your favorite kind of music? Kim first. What do you listen to?
This is probably embarrassing for a middle-aged woman to admit. I love Taylor Swift.
There's a lot to like. There's a lot to like. I mean, seriously.
But my Spotify, it's interesting. It told me the other day that I am one of Billy Joel's greatest fans. Which was
really
pretty cool. I do also love Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. I told you earlier, I love classic rock, old country. I love Neil Diamond. I love John Denver. I love folk music.
Oh, I love John Denver.
So I have a lot of things. I love show tunes, musicals.
Same.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But I probably listen to Taylor Swift more than anybody. Paul, nice. Please make me look better. Paul's taste is
Paul goes
really
Katy Perry.
I appreciate Taylor Swift. Maybe I'll be a fan one day. I did like her early stuff.
When she was 12?
Yeah, when she was 12 playing country. People forget she started playing country.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
I'm eclectic. I like a little bit of everything. But if I could only listen to one artist or band the rest of my life, it'd be James Taylor. Not even a question.
Oh, good call. Good call.
That's a great one.
He's kind of who... He taught me how to play guitar.
Play the guitar.
I mean, he didn't actually teach me how to play guitar, but...
Taylor Swift is named after James Taylor.
Okay. That's right.
See, it all comes together.
Mm.
What's your favorite James Taylor song?
Oh, gosh. I kind of like Frozen Man.
I don't know if I know that.
It's not one of his hits.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
Just that opening guitar to Fire and Rain is like mm-hmm. one of the most iconic, beautiful intros ever to a song. And it's such a great song.
Oh, yeah.
But Carolina in My Mind, Steamroller's great.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Baby James.
Well, and what's nice about him is he does all of his music isn't the same style or same genre. Like, he plays bluesy stuff. He plays country stuff. He plays more rock stuff. He plays the singer-songwriter stuff. So you really can't get bored listening to his music.
Agreed. Pamela on the text line from the 715 says, just heard your guests mention Danny Luke.
Luick.
He is my cousin's son. Know him too. And that's kind of cool.
It's awesome. A small world. Yeah.
We love Danny.
Danny's awesome. Very talented man.
Are you guys, have you thought about playing anywhere aside from Doctors in Recital? Or do you do that? Do the three of you go out with Chris and maybe do like a trio, a little Peter, Paul, and Mary type thing?
Paul, Chris, and their friend Brad, who's also playing in our number this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't for a while now, but we used to do like a little acoustic trio.
Yeah.
Two guitars, three voices kind of a thing. Play at like coffee shops.
Yeah.
Stuff like that was fun. Most of us play at church and sing at church as well. That's mm-hmm. where we do most of our heavy lifting, if you will.
Very cool.
I
was in, I love that one of my favorite things is to stumble on to someone who's crazy talented, whether it's in a coffee shop or you happen to be in a bar. My wife and I were in a bar on Mackinac Island about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and we just heard this musician. And he was singing all these different artists, and he was phenomenal. And then my son and I were on the subway in Chicago once, and this guy has an acoustic guitar. The other guy is playing the Buckets, and they were playing Danny's song from Even Though We Ain't Got Money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was phenomenal.
Yep.
And no one will ever know who this guy was, but it was like the most beautiful thing. We were just captivated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here, you guys. Good luck with Doctors in Recital.
Thank you for having us. It's always so much fun.
We'll have you back before the holidays. We'd love to hear some Christmas tunes or anything you guys want to sing. So
it can be done.
That's Kim and Paul. Thank you so much. When we come back, Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, will be here to talk about her new show, Community Stories. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, you guys.
Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lam. Stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way back. Ain't nobody gonna lend you a helping hand. And you start breaking down. And you're going to the sound.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump told reporters Tuesday he is not reconsidering his attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz. Today, the House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied.
ABC News has obtained records of Venmo payments Gaetz allegedly made to two women who provided the records to the committee. The documents show between 2017 and 2019, then-Congressman Gaetz allegedly made 27 payments to the women, totaling more than $10,000.
That's ABC's Perry Russom, and sources tell ABC the women told the committee that some of those payments were for sex. Trump made two more cabinet choices, Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to lead the Department of Commerce and World Wrestling Entertainment co-founder Linda McMahon to lead the Department of Education. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has been shut down amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Houston native Beyonce will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, folks. Boy, they are fun, aren't they, K-Man?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Were you tapping your foot on the other side of the glass?
I mean, it's hard not to, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You were dancing. I can tell the people at home. That's why you turned your
with
camera
my,
off.
With my banana split.
That was just improv, buddy. That just came off the top of my head, but I think we're onto something there. All right, so this is exciting for me to introduce my next guest. When I started working for Civic Media, she was so cool to me, and she's such a good person, and she is a consummate pro. She does news here at Civic Media and covers Central Wisconsin for WFHR on the network, and she is an uber-talented person, and it's about time she got her own show called Community Stories. Very excited to welcome my next guest, Melissa Kay. Hey, Melissa.
Hello. How are you, Pete?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm exhausted, but I'm great.
Yeah, you got news duties. You're busy by day, and now you've got this new show you're responsible for that you're going to host, mm-hmm. and that's exciting. Let's jump into that first. Tell us about Community Stories.
So Community Stories came about because we wanted more local programming on our station here at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and we wanted to have more stories, more voices from our community. And James Maloff, who is the host of our morning show and several other of our local shows on our station, said, I hired you for your interview skills, so let's see them. Oh, all right.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, no, none at all. So we developed this kind of together, and then I spearheaded it. So there's actually two shows within our show. Community Stories airs on Tuesdays from 5 to 6. And the first series of interviews that I have done, I'm calling them our veteran series. And I interviewed veterans in our area, and I'm sharing those stories. So these are all pre-recorded interviews that are done, and then we put them together in a show. And the second one aired tonight. And
nice.
And it's really, really fascinating to hear these stories of their life, of why they chose to join the military, what happened to them during their service. Next week, we're going to hear from Misty Sorensen about what it was like being a woman in the military. She served on a Navy ship during Desert Storm.
Oh, wow.
In a foundry on a ship.
Jeez.
It's just fascinating. And hearing their heart-wrenching tales, honestly, some of them are heart-wrenching. And then what it's like after service, you know, yeah. what they're doing now, and the veterans organizations and the need for more people to join veterans organizations.
That's so interesting you said that. Like, that's a job that, and I'm fascinated when I hear about this in or out of the military, just a job I didn't even know existed. And this woman worked on a foundry on a ship. Like, you just don't think of that. You know what I mean? So that's fascinating.
In the ocean next to a desert.
Yeah.
So right. It was rather warm.
So is that a weekly feature, talking to veterans?
Right now, the veteran series are what I'm working. I still have a bunch of, I have a backlog of editing to do.
Okay.
So yeah, the part of the reason why I'm exhausted, but just trying to catch up with a lot of these interviews that I did over the summer, starting to build and construct the show. So, and learning along the way, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Kind of figure these things out. And then the next series that I want to do is with our first responders. So our police officers, our firefighters, our EMTs, people who take care of us in our community. Because I think those stories are also absolutely fascinating of why they joined that service, you know, the civic duty that they felt called to do for our community.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, on the show, Melissa, moving forward, are there certain kind of people, is there a certain type of person or interview you want to do, or people you look forward to talking to more than others based on vocation or career or their background or anything? Like, what gets you excited to sit down and interview someone?
Well, I can't wait to learn more about the history of our area. Wisconsin Rapids has such a fascinating history with the river here and the logging trade that happened here. We have historic Point Bass, which is just a really awesome place. I got to go on their spirit walk this year, where they had people acting on the homestead of, you know, the people that lived there in the 1800s. And they're just moving another historic building to the site. So getting to hear stories from our, you know, just the local history that happened here. We have a lot of great historical societies. And some of these stories, you know, Pete, we need to share these stories while they can still be told.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Which is part of what fascinates me.
Yeah. Are you a native of central Wisconsin? Like, were you born and raised?
I'm from Tomah, Sparta area originally. So an hour, you know, east of here, roughly.
Are you still considered an outsider in Wisconsin Rapids because you're from Tomah?
I don't know. Ask residents. I feel like, you know, obviously I'm not a native here, but yeah. I do feel very welcomed to the community. We have a wonderful community theater here, and they welcome me with open arms. And I actually get to direct a show this next season.
Whoa.
We'll have to talk about that coming up.
Let's talk about that. Because that was on my list of questions.
We got to talk about the Thursday show first, though.
Okay.
Community Stories Junior.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Thursday's show. Tell us all about it.
Community Stories Junior is hearing from our young people in the community. So these are our young people's voices. So the idea is spanning the generations and hearing from everyone in the community. And our pilot episode last week featured the tech ed students at Nakusa Middle School. So these are 6th through 8th graders. And Mr. Benjamin Peters is the tech ed teacher there in the Nakusa School District. And he has, through grants and working with the referendum with the school, they have a 1-to-1 3D printer ratio to printers, 3D printers to students in the classroom. So these young people are working with a 3D printer. They get to design and print a product every day in their classroom.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes. And then Mr. Peters is working with local businesses to partner with them where the students can design products for these businesses. And, you know, so they actually get to experience the process of going to a business and seeing what they need and talking to them and then building the product for them and then delivering it to them.
That is really cool.
And as these students progress through this classroom, you know, if they stick with this program through high school, they'll graduate with a degree. You know, they'll be able to go out and get a job in engineering.
Wow, no kidding. That's so, all right. So you're going to talk to them and people can listen to that on Thursday. All right, Melissa, let's say I don't live in your community or some of our listeners don't. Can we still listen to community stories or is it off limits? Okay, tell us.
It's available in podcast form.
Okay.
If you go to civicmedia.us and search for shows, you'll see community stories. Click on that. And then once you're inside community stories, you get to choose the Tuesday or Thursday. They each have their own graphic now, which thank you, Seth, for making that happen. and all of the people behind the scenes. And then there's one other special little nugget that happens on Thursdays, Pete, and it's called Tale Time.
Please explain. And
so this is an original story that that I wanted to write and share. I love old radio shows.
Oh,
like I grew up on them, you know, the story, the sound effects, the maybe the different voices. For now, it's just my voice and doing other voices, but it's a story of Kevin the cat to start with. And so Tale Time is adventures with animal friends, but it starts with Kevin the cat, which is a cat I rescued from a local animal shelter, and his story about him being rescued. And then the chapter 2 that airs tomorrow will be him exploring his new home.
That is really cool. My guest is Melissa Kay. You can check out her new show, Community Stories. Just go to civicmedia.us and all the shows are there. And you can click on Community Stories. Melissa does news at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She's a consummate pro. And this sounds like a really cool show. So I love that you're incorporating animals. I would imagine just how crazy people go for their pets. That is a pretty good ticket to get some more viewers to the show. Would I be right about that?
And some of the sound effects are actual Kevin sounds too. I recorded videos of him, like the nails when he's exploring the dining room in this next episode. Those are actually Kevin making those sounds.
How hard was it to follow him around and get those sound effects?
Well, I worked from home at the time, so I was able to, you know, just like, oh, he's walking in the dining room. Turn my camera phone on.
So do you have, moving forward with the show, like, do you have topics that get you really excited, Melissa? Like, are there things you can't wait to cover, like community theater or veterans or whatever it may be? What gets you the most excited? I asked you about people, but what about topics?
Well, so with the students that I'm working with, I'm going to have to broaden, obviously, out to more groups. So I did a series of interviews with theaters, with the theater kids this summer. So that's going to run in tandem with the NACUSA students. And then I'm also talking with English teachers in the NACUSA district. Nice. To see if there are some young authors who want to share what they're writing and get their words out there. But really, it's putting our local voices on the radio.
Right, which is Civic Media's whole mission, right? Local radio, right. Get people talking and interested in community.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about, I mean, these kids crack me up, Pete. I laugh so much when I'm going through and doing the editing with these kids because they're like a gold mine. Some of the things they come up with. This one young man who was like, yeah, I really like this class because, you know, I can invent stuff and then maybe I can go to MIT and make some money with the stuff I print. But then I go to MIT and then, you know, I lose it all because...
Well, that's a good start. You got to start somewhere. Why not shop class, right? Yeah, I never took
shop. A sixth grader.
Did you take shop? Because when I was a kid, it was sort of like, you know, here's where I was misguided. You know, my folks had said, well, don't take shop. You take algebra. Or you do that. Don't take typing. You can learn how to. Guess what? I am not handy and I can't. I had to teach myself how to type and it took about 15 years. So I would encourage kids to take shop and to learn how to type. Especially now with the internet, yeah. Everything is online. So,
absolutely agree with you. I went to a one room schoolhouse when I was in grade school.
Wow.
So I did not take shop classes. But the wonderful thing about so far, like the NACUSA school district, their classes are not necessarily optional. You know, they just get their schedule and then so they get to experience all these different classes. They have, you know, the opportunity to try things so that when they get to high school, they'll know, well, you know, I liked 3D printing or I didn't like 3D printing or I liked, you know, working with my hands in this class or I didn't. So then they have at least an introduction to these classes so they know what they want to continue with going forward.
Well, that's a great answer. Can we talk theater? Will you indulge me a little bit?
Of course. Yes. Okay. Well, I will always talk theater with you, Pete.
Well, I knew you would eventually, but how... I feel very fortunate because where I live in Marinette, there's a pretty healthy community theater and a lot of talented people that came back. And that's what, like where I live. It's just people, they eventually always come home. And some of them went out and did some really cool stuff and they come home. And as a result, we have a very a vivacious local theater community. Is it the same in Wisconsin Rapids?
I would say so. Yeah. We have a wonderful community theater here in Wisconsin Rapids. Stevens Point has a wonderful community theater. So does Wausau. And actually, even Marshfield, Abbotsford, when I was living there, they have a community theater. You know, nice. I think it's wonderful that so many of these, it's smaller, slightly smaller areas. I mean, Abbotsford's tiny, but you know, that we Tolma, where I came from, they had a very active and robust community theater. And I think it's wonderful because it gives people the opportunity to do those things without, you know, a huge amount of commitment.
Right. No, I totally agree. And it's a nice outlet for people just that live in the community want to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great community to be part of because it like gives you a place to hang. You know, maybe you don't want to go to the bars. Maybe you're not as into sports. So it's a great, and there's what I love about it too, is there are people, they need people from all walks of life. They need carpenters, they need electricians, they need set designers, makeup people, costume, like it's just such a fun, atmosphere. So can we pick it up there? Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
I know you don't want to get back to editing yet, Melissa. So give us a few more minutes and we'll let you get out of here. All right. Melissa Kay is my guest. She, you can check out her new show, Community Stories, at civicmedia.us. And we are coming right back with a few more minutes. She's going to help me close this thing down and I'm going to ask her what she's watching on TV. I'm going to put her on the spot. We'll be right back on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, from the Overture Center in Madison, Artistic Experiences Director Tim Sowers will be here to preview what they have coming up at the amazing Overture Center, like he so often does, and he will inform us on what we should be watching regarding TV and film. The guy watches more TV than three of me. And Jared Crooks will be here, independent filmmaker, talking about his new film. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now, we have a few more minutes with one of my favorite colleagues. Her name is Melissa Kay. She does news for Civic Media, covering central Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR, does such a good job. And her new show is Community Stories. So tell us, what time can people see the show? You said Tuesdays.
And yes, then you're Tuesdays also on... and Thursdays from 5 to 6.
Okay, so 2 hours a week, 1 hour each time. All right, fantastic. For more information, check it out at civicmedia.us. So we were talking about community theater.
We were.
Which you are very involved in. What's the best role you've had?
Oh, my goodness. That's really hard to pick.
Like, have you done a lot of shows? Like, is it to the point where you've done so many you can barely remember? Or are you
Sometimes
really?
It's hard to think of them
that's
all.
So cool.
Well, it's fun to play a variety of characters. I got to play the lead in Glass Menagerie last season. Amanda was the name of the character. And that was a challenging role because it was not your typical comedy, which you often have at community theaters. So it was a very dramatic, you know, like this family has a lot of problems and this woman lives in an entirely, you know, made up world of her own imaginings.
Right.
So that was fun. The one woman show I did was a very big, that was a huge feat.
You did a one-woman show?
I did. All the Ways to Say I Love You.
Holy smokes, that's so cool.
Yeah, I did that like 2 years ago now.
Wow.
And that was dramatic. Like, that was some serious hardcore theater.
Yeah. Was that harder to do than a show like Community Stories where you have to put everything together? I mean, a one-woman show, writing, blocking, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I didn't write it.
Okay.
No, I didn't write it. That was I'm not gonna remember
Patrick
his
Harris
name.
Diamond Armstrong.
say I love you. I can type and talk at the same time.
I do it all the time.
But you, Neil DeBute, I believe is his name.
Okay. Now that you say that, I know that title. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. No, he writes a very, Neil DeBute writes very like their heartrending stories. I mean, it was about a woman who had an affair with a student, a teacher who had an affair with a student and then lied about it to her husband so she could have a child.
Oh my gosh.
Because her husband couldn't.
It's like a May December dealio.
The way it progressed was her telling everything that happened, the story of what it happened and how it tore her apart. So it was gritty. It was fun to do. I'm glad to say I did it, but there are other roles that are so much more fun to play, like Leaving Iowa, where I got to play the grown-up woman and then the young version of that. And being 10 is exhausting.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you've ever played 10-year-old as an adult, but
I act like it sometimes, but I've never officially played the role. Well, that's so cool. So do you have I have two more questions for you. Our question tonight, Melissa, is what is your favorite healthy snack? I was down in Madison, back up. When I do a lot of driving, I tend to sometimes crave bad food because I'm in a hurry or whatever. So I'm committed again to healthy snacks. What is your favorite healthy snack?
Popcorn.
Nice. That's a great one.
Actually, yeah. And I don't have a microwave right now because mine started on fire. So I unplugged it.
that would have been the extent of my knowledge of what to do. Just unplug it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like total burst in flames, okay. But you know, their flames were shooting out of it. I'm like, that's not okay.
Right,
so open the door and then I unplugged it and I haven't, you know, turned it on again for good reason. But I bought it just a giant bag of popped popcorn at the grocery store for $6.
That's easier. You
know, lasted me, probably will last me 2 weeks.
I'm always disappointed in microwave popcorn. Like it can smell good. And there's some, like, you know, you have the lime flavor in that, but sometimes I feel like it's just better if you buy the already popped popcorn.
It is, or I have a silicone container that can put popcorn kernels in, and you put like a dollop of, you can use coconut oil, you can use just a little bit of butter. You know, since I don't have a microwave now, Pete, maybe I just have to give it to you.
Or just buy a new microwave.
You can make excellent popcorn yourself.
Come on, you're making that Community Stories money now. You can afford to go out and buy a new microwave.
What money? I need more money.
All right, last question for you. We have about a minute left. What are you watching? Anything you can recommend? Are you binge watching anything?
I don't have time to watch anything, Pete.
You said that last time. I don't believe you.
Oh, but I did watch a movie recently. I watched The Secret of Nim from 1982.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I've never seen that.
It was really good. It was nostalgic because I watched it as a kid, and watching it now was just like, wow.
That's so fun.
I don't know. It's cool.
All right.
But I am reading Somewhere Beyond the Sea by T.J. Klein.
I used to be a reader.
Klune is his name. T.J.
Klein. I wish I was still a reader.
Oh, it's inspired me.
I know.
It's the sequel to House on the Cerulean Sea.
Which is
awesome book.
Another
book. It's a book that makes you want to, it's like wrapping yourself in a warm, fuzzy blanket.
See, I just have a warm, fuzzy blanket. That's how I remedy that. I just wrap that up and then I watch TV. No, I used to be a reader. I would love to get back into reading, and maybe you've inspired me here tonight. Melissa, thank you so much. Best of luck with Community Stories. Check it out at civicmedia.com. I know it's going to be great. I'm a huge fan. And come back anytime you want.
Thank you, Pete. It's always a pleasure
You're welcome.
To talk to you.
You too. Have a great night. That's Melissa Kay, Civic Media Zone. Conrad, this was fun. I think we got some good healthy snack tips.
Well, I mean, you told me to eat a banana split, so that's not really healthy.
It's a guilty pleasure. Just indulge yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night to do this all over again. I hope we brought a smile to your face. It was great having you with me. Thank you for your texts and calls, everybody. And thank you to the Doctors in Recital. And thank you to Melissa Kay. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. See you tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday morning, we'll talk to an author of books geared toward middle schoolers about not letting a wave of book bans get in the way of good education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.